Press News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The UNDP Zambia has underscored the need to invest in skills development to unlock the full potential of the country's creative economy. The Ministry of Mines has reaffirmed the nationwide geophysical survey is on schedule for mid-2026 completion. In international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has publicly blamed Iran, Israel, and Western powers for fueling the Israel-Iran conflict. And in sports, Perry Mutapa has emerged as the vacant frontrunner for the Green Eagles' top job.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The United Nations Development Programme, UNDP Zambia, has underscored the need to invest in skills development to unlock the full potential of the country's creative economy. Speaking during the ongoing Creative Industries Business Summit at Mulungushi Conference Center, James Wakiaga, UNDP Zambia's resident representative, described the creative sector as a powerful driver of sustainable development and inclusive economic growth. Mr. Wakiaga highlighted that the sector is instrumental in creating jobs, promoting innovation, and empowering the youth. The summit has brought together creative professionals, entrepreneurs, policymakers, investors, and other stakeholders to harness Africa's creative potential for innovation, economic growth, and sustainable development. Zimba District has recorded a bumper harvest of 27,000 metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, marking one of its highest yields in recent years. With the district's annual maize consumption estimated at 20,000 metric tons, for a population of 109,307, this year's output exceeds local demand and positions Zimba as a potential contributor to the national food reserve. District Agriculture Coordinator Duncan Nyirongo announced the figures during the District Agriculture Show in Luyaba Ward. He attributed the record-breaking yield to the New Dawn government's effective agricultural policies. He further revealed that 16.843 million was disbursed in crop loans under the Sustainable Agriculture Credit Facility, benefiting 292 farmers and aiming at boosting productivity among stakeholders. The Lusaka City Council, in partnership with LUG Light Factory, a Polish company, and Zambia Road Safety Trust, ZRST, has successfully installed phase one of on-grid street lights on Independence Avenue, utilizing energy-efficient technology that minimizes power consumption. Phase two of the project will soon commence, featuring the installation of solar-powered lights designed with secure battery compartments to prevent theft. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the both on-grid and off-grid lighting solution system comes equipped with an advanced technology app that enables remote control and monitoring for efficient management and maintenance. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has confirmed that the high-resolution nationwide aerial geophysical survey remains on track for completion by mid-2026. Acting Permanent Secretary Gerald Mwila provided the update during an introductory meeting with officials from Korea's LX International. Mr. Mwila said the survey has already covered more than 22% of the country. The initiative is designed to deliver detailed geological data to enhance mineral exploration and attract investment into Zambia's mining sector. Upon completion, the geological information will be made available to prospective investors and the general public for a nominal fee. Their ministry reiterated its focus on utilizing advanced geophysical technologies to unlock Zambia's mineral potential and support economic development. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. In international news, at least 8 people have been killed and 400 injured as thousands took to the streets in a day of protests across Kenya against President William Ruto's government. Police clashed with protesters in the capital, Nairobi, and other cities exactly a year on from the wave of deadly anti-government demonstrations that hit the nation in 2024. Many of those demonstrating chanted "Ruto must go" and waved branches as a symbol of peaceful opposition to his rule. The government banned live TV and radio coverage of the protests, but its decree was overturned by the High Court in the capital, Nairobi. Still in international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has publicly blamed Iran, Israel and Western powers for fueling the Israel-Iran conflict, outlining his position in a 5-page letter as diplomatic tensions continue to rise. Museveni, who also chairs the influential non-aligned movement, NAM, is one of the first African leaders to comment publicly on the ongoing conflict in the Middle East since Israel first launched a missile strike on Iranian military targets on June 12th. Responding to alleged criticism by the Iranian ambassador to Uganda concerning the president's silence on the conflict, Museveni took to X to share the lengthy letter addressing the situation. In the letter, the president names 4 actors that he claims are responsible for the conflict. Both Iran and Israel are among the listed perpetrators. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what is we FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Perry Mutapa has emerged as a vacant front runner of the Green Eagles' top job following the sacking of Kebby Hachipuka. Hachipuka and his technical bench were fired earlier this month, leaving the Eagles' top job vacant. Mutapa is believed to have reached an agreement with the Kawele Boys management and is set to be appointed their next head coach. The Chama-based MTN Super League side revealed that over 30 coaches had sent in their applications for the head coach job, including 10 foreign coaches. Mutapa has been without a club since June 2024 after leaving NAPSA Stars, a club he joined in August 2021 together with Sipo Mumbi as his assistant. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Lunchtime News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. UNDP Zambia has underscored the need to invest in skills development to unlock the full potential of the country's creative economy. The Ministry of Mines has reaffirmed that nationwide geophysical survey is on schedule for mid-2026 completion. In international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has publicly blamed Iran, Israel and Western powers for fueling the Iran-Israel conflict. Finally, in sports, Perry Mutapa has emerged as a vacant frontrunner of the Green Eagles' top job.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Power. Power. Your speaker. 91.3 FM.
Jamwana, Tafura data mwila sana Kupupu ya vanumba mashamo yangu Kapi kwa nini kapundu Nikala kwa sijara Kaya jamini chima nikula